ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. ஃபார் சம் ஆஃப் அஸ் த ஹார்டஸ்ட் பேட்டில்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் வார்ஃபேர் ஆர் ஃபாட் வித் இன் அவர் செல்ஸ். வீ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் டு சம் டிகிரி தட் த பேட்டில் இன் த ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ரெல்ம் இஸ் ஆன் கோயிங் அண்ட் ரியல், ஈவன் தோ வீ கே நாட் சி இட். But to grasp on what is going on within our own hearts and minds can be the hardest, most exhausting battle of them all. Often, we make decisions according to how we feel, want. So, we find ourselves struggling with anger, bitterness and hatred that leads us to areas of temptation. But God tells us to fight against those feelings. We must learn to fight against the very nature within us. The Lord has given us His Spirit who will empower us to overcome, but we must be willing to allow Him the authority to be in control of our emotions and behaviors. Is Christianity about fighting and suffering or about love and joy? Didn't Jesus do it all so we would not have to? Even if most Christians do not willingly ask these questions, yet their lives reflect the answer to these questions. We are constantly battling between what we want to do versus what we know the Lord wants us to do. The battle is waged because we have come to realize the ugliness of sin and been given the power to overcome its grasp. There is no battle when there is no one or nothing opposing you, right? When we are dead in our trespasses, there is no spiritual battle within us because there is no spiritual life. The Spirit of God brings us to life spiritually, yet we live in these bodies of flesh that still have a sinful nature. Thus, the battle rages in the lives of believers, but the victory is assured because we are in Christ. In His unfailing love, our God will stand with us. Believer, remember, the dead in Christ will rise first, both physically and spiritually. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 verses 16 and 17, "So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." Remember, my friends, Jesus did what we could not do for ourselves, that is to save us. He will not do what we should do ourselves, that is to follow Him. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, most loving and gracious Almighty, we will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you alone are worthy. Help us, Spirit of God, to walk in thy ways and be guided and guarded by you at all times. In the name above all names of Christ Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.